Hillcorp operation managers were in Kenai on Friday to speak at an alliance luncheon. Cook Inlet Offshore Operations Manager Stan Golis updated the pro-oil industry group on recent oil and gas leaks. Golis says repairs to a gas pipeline that supplies heat and power to two oil platforms should be complete. That leak was initially stopped in April, but the fix was only temporary. Golis says divers were set to finish installing a permanent clamp on Friday morning.
I'd like to point out that this is really not a corrosion issue. What we believe is actually happening here is there's tidal action that moves this pipe back and forth across the rocky outcrops and essentially wears a hole in the pipeline.
After the meeting, Golis explained that the line will be tested at nearly double its normal operating pressure to detect any leaks. Hillcorp also plans to use what's called a smart pig to further assess the line.
It is basically a tool that will get wall thickness readings and other things that will allow us to accurately assess the condition of the pipeline.
Golis said Hillcorp will continue to assess its infrastructure as it always has. He says it inspects 20% of its oil and gas systems annually. Golis also outlined a new initiative to lay about 3 miles of new pipeline. The $75 million project will connect to the existing pipeline system to carry oil across the inlet instead of tankers. The project will eliminate the need to store oil at the Drift River Terminal near the base of Mount Redoubt.